piss? Is it sky? Is it why we try?
Welcome to episode 22 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show slash internet broadcast slash internet podcast where I, your host, David Barclay, play one song from every record in my record collection. And today, a very special episode for two reasons. One, it is the first episode in over about 3 months. And secondly, today's episode will be presented with only one turntable. That's right. Most realistic episode to date. Where it's basically like you just met me and you're hanging out in my room and I'm playing records for you and talking about myself for an hour. The most self-centered, self-absorbed act one can possibly endure. So to begin with, well, at least I'm going to begin with something strong. The band is Transylvania 500, from an album from the year 2000 on We Wanna Records, out of the middle of nowhere, Ontario, and the song is Jailbait. Transylvania 500 was a band that I had the pleasure of seeing back in about 2000-2001 at the infamous Barfly. Down there on Saint Laurent Street, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and comprises of two members, Wolf Boy and Count Succula, and they were a really inspiring comedy rock duo. Without, you know, I'm gonna drop the comedy. They were sincere, and this is a really sincere cover of a Thin Lizzy song. I don't really know, but I did have this friend Melissa at the time who was really into rock and like wore jean jackets and stuff. And I think she actually like genuinely liked Thin Lizzy and told me that this was a Thin Lizzy song. So pretty amazing. Pretty amazing album here. A connection so personal to this album that I could never express it with words over this recorded MP3. So please enjoy Jailbait by Transylvania 500.
I was a teenage werewolf.
So that's Wolf Boy there, doing vocals on that one. Jailbait. Officer, I swear to God, she showed me her ID. Lots of laughs from that one over the last 10 years, folks. And here's something a little more contemporary, moving right on. Like I said, the one turntable show, I have to talk in between every song, so it's going to be more personal than ever. This is the Tom Tom Club with The Pleasure of Love from the Close to the Bone album, which I bought at Rasputin's in Palo Alto. And I think later that year, I went to stay with my friend Duncan in Vancouver, British Columbia, and he had the Tom Tom Club a 12-inch on the wall, you know, because that's that kind of cover art. Great album. And I always thought it was kind of like some sort of bizarre synergy that we both decided 2 openly embraced the Tom Tom Club. Also, the most defining moment. Well, the most defining moment of the Tom Tom Club. I'll tell you about after this, The Pleasure of Love. Truly feel-good track there, if there ever was one. That's the Tom Tom Club with The Pleasure of Love from Close to the Bone. And the defining moment for the Tom Tom Club, for me, was stuck in L.A. traffic. Yeah, believe it or not. And they came on the radio, and I just felt better, you know, going north on the 5, right around where it crosses the 101. What a horrible little stretch of road, but put a little Tom Tom Club on, and life is okay. And of course, the Tom Tom Club is members of a band called the Talking Heads. What can one say when doing a college radio show and playing the Talking Heads? It's hard not to feel like the fans, you know, kind of ruined the music on this one. A little bit of the Bob Marley syndrome, but you know, this is the radio show where I play one song from every single record in my record collection. I just happen to have Talking Heads, More Songs About Buildings and Food. Track 1. Side 1. Thank You for Sending Me an Angel by the Talking Heads. Personal connection to this album? Little to none. I think I actually got this for free outside of a store in Toronto, Ontario, Canada called Rotate This. I think they had thrown it out. Yeah, so I thought, hey, maybe this is the time. Maybe I try the Talking Heads on for size. I am a college student, after all. But it never really caught on. But there you go. It's next to fellow bandmates' band, the Tom Tom Club, in my record collection. Of course, I'm going through in geographic order, in the order the records are on the shelves. Now, I wasn't trying to be cute by keeping Tom Tom Club next to Talking Heads. I only go alphabetical by first letter. So, it just happened to be in the T section. Just happened to be together. So, you know, don't come to any conclusions.
Talk just like me.
Well, let's just try and keep that to one track, shall we? The Talking Heads, and thank you for sending me an angel. This is a complete abridged record collection. The song is the single. The song next is by a band called TCB, and an album called Open for Business. And this was kind of at the height of my buying extremely rare, yet unknown and inexpensive records from dollar bins craze. And I believe this was from a place in Montreal. I don't really remember particularly, but it's from 1970. Yes, it is made in Canada, so I probably bought it in Montreal. And I found out later that TCB stands for Taken Care of Business. And the album itself, Open for Business, the song we're going to listen to is called Today Promises. And basically, I remember Google searching this record more than I remember listening to it. It's kind of like a jazz psych prog record. Should be cool, but I think you'll find out that it's not that great.
Let's make this world a place to live. good. If only one out of 100 understood.
Taking Care of Business there in a track called Today Promises from 1970, supposedly rare psych prog band. And at the time of me buying that, not in 1970, but maybe about 2005, I really didn't like it. And, you know, this listen here, I kind of enjoyed it a lot more. But I do remember being obsessed with its value. And sure enough, you can get it on eBay right now. Do a search for yourself. One copy. There's two copies on eBay. Please yourself and search for it. And of course, you're listening to a complete abridged record collection, the radio show where I tell stories about my life and play songs in a roughly alphabetical order. And so that leads us to The Troublemakers, and they were a surf rock band from Montreal, but I actually bought this record when I lived very briefly in a little place called Quebec City, back in about 1997, the year that this record came out. I saw this band at a bar, yeah, believe it or not. Quebec is a truly relaxed place, where young people can go to a bar to see a show and they don't have to worry about some sort of rules or regulations stopping them from enjoying some music, you know? And so I saw this band, The Troublemakers, who were from Montreal. They came to Quebec City to play, and they have lots of hilarious titles for songs, as you might imagine any surf rock band to have, such as Alcohol Holocaust and Marijuana-thon. It's pretty funny. And I remember very distinctly, I was new to the province of Quebec, and this was the most francophone, anglophone moment of my life, when the guys would go, "Cette prochaine chanson s'appelle The Grudge." Well, in our case, it's The Moment of Truth. On the legendary Primitive Records label, The Troublemakers. Troublemakers and A Moment of Truth. I believe a cover song there. And the surf rock continues on with The Trash Women from an album called Spend the Night, which I probably bought before that Troublemakers album. And I remember being disappointed at the stickiness of this band. Of course, The Trash Women homage a little bit to The Trash Men, who you might know from the song Surfing Bird. You know, bird's the word. But here is The Trash Women from their Spend the Night album, 1993, on Estrus Records, Bellingham, Washington, believe it or not. And yet another annoying surf song. Trash Women there, an album that I have no particular connection to, because of course that's what we're doing right now, talking about my life through the records from my collection. I do remember buying in high school, but other than that, I don't remember anything else. Now here's a more recent obsession. This is a BJ Thomas record, and the name of the album is Billy Joe Thomas. I love when artists do that, when they name the album after like another name of themselves, like that Buckingham Nicks album called Nicks Buckingham. And the song we're listening to is a Carole King song called A Fine Way to Go. I bought this at the swap meet. I remember distinctly buying it because it has an amazing gatefold sleeve, but also because I was like, hey, it's a mainstream recording artist with the name BJ, and I don't know anything about him, so I wouldn't mind listening to this. And the classic story, the story that always comes to my mind, is the baseball player BJ Surhoff, I believe played for the Cardinals or maybe Reds, Cincinnati Reds. That's a team. And we were seeing them at the Big O Stadium out in East Montreal. And my friend Duncan Gidney heckled from the outfield, "Hey BJ, your mom named you after a hot night with me." And the baseball player BJ Surhoff turned around and made a sort of a jerking motion with his right hand. And I was at the swap meet. I saw the BJ Thomas record, and I thought, hey, you know, this looks like a really good kind of pop country record. I gotta check it out. So check this out, A Fine Way to Go.
You know this ain't no lie. She makes love Sunday afternoon with another guy. He comes in saying, where you been? She just look him in the eye. She says, you can get everything you need at the movies. It's a fine way to go, living in someone else's shoes for just a little while. It's a fine way to go. If anyone asks you how you know, you just tell them I told you so. Till the sun goes down, so he can slip out on the streets and go down to movie town. Well, it sits on the side, half alive, open when the lights go down. You know, old Joe really gets off at the movie. It's a fine way to go, living in someone else's shoes for just a little while. Just tell them I told you so. Just a little while. It's a fine way to go. If anyone asks you how, you know, you just tell them I told you so.
The aptly named B.J. Thomas in a song called A Fine Way to Go by Carole King there. Coming up next here, we got a band called Tom and Jerry. Now, I know what you're thinking, all you music aficionados out there. Oh, Tom and Jerry, that's Simon and Garfunkel before they were Simon and Garfunkel with their hit Hey Schoolgirl. But no, this is another band called Tom and Jerry from the early 60s that had an album called Surfin' Hootenanny that I bought from Rogers Jukebox on 4th Street in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, which is now out of business. And the song we're going to listen to is called Moonlight Surfer. This is an album that I've had in my collection for a very long time because, believe it or not, I used to host a surf radio show. Well, you might believe it because I've already played 3 surf songs this episode of this radio show. But it will be over soon, I promise. At least this has singing in it. And I think the song we're going to listen to is called The Exotic Sea. Now, I'm doing this show with only one turntable, cueing the songs in between every song. That's why I'm talking so much. I'm cueing the songs while talking. Can I do it successfully? I don't know. But we only have one turntable here at KSDT, believe it or not. So, here we go. No, well, not very successful. But a song called Exotic Sea. (Laughs) Amazing song there, actually, by Tom and Jerry, The Exotic Sea, off their Suitin' Surfing Hootenanny LP, purchased from Roger's Jukebox by me in high school a long time ago. And, well, coming up next, actually, a song I really, really like by a guy named Jay Telfer. This was during a period of my life around the summer of 2004 when I wanted to put together the Nuggets compilation of my generation. And I was looking for records from the, you know, mid-70s to mid-80s that were sort of amazing, yet totally unknown. And this was one of them that when you typed it into a search engine, you came up with no results. An album called Time Has Tied Me. He was from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Put this album out in 1974 on the micro indie label Axe Records, which somewhere on here has an address in Kitsilano. And I really, really like the lyrics to this song. The song is called Anything More Than Your Smile, 1974, Jay Telfer.
Hot day and rain tonight, a wet wind tries to cool me, and I in my mind, regret is talking to me. Set you free to live a lonely life. 'Cause I don't wanna be anything more than your smile. 'Cause I don't wanna be anything more than your smile. Silent insanity, you're showing your resistance. There's no need to sit and cry. 'Cause I don't wanna be anything more than your smile. 'Cause I don't wanna be anything more. You say I'm trying to smother you. You say you want a lover. Who will come to you when
left me. I won't come by again, but you know where to reach me. You say don't hold your breath, a lesson you could teach me. And I had to laugh and ask you why. 'Cause I don't wanna be anything more than your smile. 'Cause I don't wanna be anything more than your smile. 'Cause I don't wanna be anything more than your smile.
Well, that's Jay Telfer there, and if you didn't like that song, you probably don't like me. I bought that from the amazing, it's not really a swap meet, but it's like this market underneath the SkyTrain, Vancouver, British Columbia, and it fit the bill of my life. And that's what you're listening to right now, My Life in Song. Yes, every record I've ever bought. One song from every record, no holds barred. Even pretty crappy records like this next one by a band called Twitch from, I think they're called Twitch. Yeah, they're called Twitch. From 1981. They're from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And they put out this record called Twitch and Shout on the Bomb Records label. And I thought this would be a little mellower than it is, but it's actually pretty rockin'. The guy looks like he's from Toronto, though, if that means anything to you. He's got those little circular glasses, short haircut, cut-off sleeves, t-shirt, and, you know, I'd never heard of them, so I bought this record, and I was kind of disappointed by it. About the same time, 2004, I probably picked it up. And so we're going to hear track one, side one, because, hey, I'm doing this radio show with one record player. So it's like hanging out at my house. I'm just kind of throwing on the songs. A song called Rock and Roll Moment.
Down the road, walking up my mind.
A distinctly Ontarian song there. The band Twitch from their album Twitch and Shout, Rock and Roll Moment. What I mean by distinctly Ontarian is that probably none of us related to those lyrics and found the music kind of annoying. Because I know I did, and that's probably the second time I've ever listened to that record, even though I've had it for at least 5 years. But nothing can stop me now. Every record is playable. And a few songs ago, you heard that proof in principle there with the song by the Trash Women, and you knew that the Trash Men couldn't be far away. But do you think I'd have a good Trash Men album on LP? No, I only have a pretty terrible one. It's called Live Birds 65 to 67, and I remember buying it in high school and thinking, this has gone too far. Like, how can you be so obsessed with something that you're buying rare unreleased live tracks that are reissued on 180-gram vinyl and that are terrible, you know? That are just, it's just like half-cut versions of the originals. So anyways, the Trashmen, great band, not to knock them, just to knock the obsession of today's culture and yesterday's culture and man in general. So here we go. I'm going to play the hit, though. Just decided. Got to play the hit. Drop it in the middle here.
We're going to try to talk the Trashmen into Surfin' Bird. That was the first big record for the Trashmen. And as a matter of fact, when we had a chance to work with them about a month ago, we were comparing Magic Twangers when we had a little celebration party when they sold over 500,000, the first 500,000. But the Trashmen have two records to bring you up to date on what's happening with them now. Keep Your Hands Off My Baby and Surfin' Bird 65, which you probably want to stop by and pick up at your store. They have just returned from a real successful tour in Canada. But we'd like to have about four girls volunteer for kind of a discotheque thing-a-ring. We got four girls that want to volunteer to get up on the stage and do the a-go-go things during Surfin' Bird. Do you want to volunteer one of your girlfriends? Who wants to volunteer? A guy wants to volunteer? No, I'm sorry, it has to be a girl. Okay, we have two girls here. Go over to the end of the stage. All you have to do is move it around. Hey, we got some volunteers. Okay, girls, if you want to, like maybe somebody down here by the piano, just so we don't get in the guy's way, because this is a pretty emotional song. Ladies and gentlemen, the Trashmen and Surfin' Bird.
I wanna everybody say, pop a bird.
Now, huh?
Oh.
We're not used to dressing up when we work. So I'm gonna loosen all my straps here and so forth. I think we have a pretty good crowd outside the windows here too. Poor penniless people. All right, well, I'm gonna... And if you can dance to this, she did it. You should have seen it from back here. It was really great. All right. Here I go again. Thank you very much.
Well, I think that's about enough of that. The Trashmen and their hit Surf and Bird live from, I think it was 1964. That was some recording from 1965. And as you could tell, had all the requirements for really terrible recording. Forced crowd participation and a little sexism, a little homophobia. And promotional schmack written all over it. But hey, this is the radio show where we have to play one song from every record from my collection, so we even have to play the worst, the most embarrassing. And this is a record from 1990 that I remember being really stoked on buying, probably sometime in the late 90s, mid 90s. Probably had to go to another town to find this. The band is the Untamed Youth. They were a contemporary garage revival band of the, let's say, second wave. And I really like this song, Supercharged Steamroller, but you'll see how embarrassing that confession is once I play this. This has been episode 22 of a complete abridged record collection, the radio show / internet broadcast / internet podcast, where I play one song from every record in my record collection. No holds barred, no quality control, and of course, I talk about me, archiving myself. All the past episodes are available at selfarchive.blogspot.com. Enjoy.
Like a sinner on judgment day. Watch her go, 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 supercharged steamroller. Go, 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 roll you into the ground. Watch her go, 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 with her wheels of power. I'll be standing there laughing at your very old mound. I should have seen the looks on my buddy's faces when I first took her out on a run.
Dodger 454 barrel double overhead camshaft Holley 780 big throat carburetor. Andy Mickey Thompson valve covers. I got your Craig RSST cheater slicks.